This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks.
I don't know if anybody else caught this when it happened live. I saw it and went, oh, that's surprising. As the Warriors go to timeout, Draymond Green comes off the bench and is high-fiving teammates and says, hey, spread's 5.5.
Yeah. And everybody went directly to Draymond Green must be betting on the NBA. Well, because, like, why would he be saying that?
By the way, the Warriors hit a 3 and covered.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good at all.
No.
Because, in all honesty, why would you say that? Why would you say that?
During the game, a playoff game. Yeah, why is your mind there?
Well, like,
that is the bad thoughts that you don't let out.
Yeah. But the NBA saw it differently because what they took from that is also you go, oh, yikes. They looked at it as Draymond Green was questioning the integrity of the officials to get that line over 5.5. For the Minnesota Timberwolves. So he got fined $50,000 for questioning the integrity of the refs in saying, hey, he was talking about that line being 5.5 because, you know, those guys probably have money on the game and they don't want us to cover. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hit that 3 and we're going to cover, damn it, which I like that. Mm-hmm. And we do have a track record and a history of NBA officials betting on games
in the playoffs. With major implications.
Tim Donaghy.
Do you ever think about that? If the Kings win that series, and they should have, the Kings have a title.
Kings have a title, and they look dramatically different organizationally.
Like, you commit fully and, you know, figure some stuff out. That is a massive sliding doors moment.
Oh, yeah.
For that franchise.
Oh, yeah.
We think about the way we think.
I mean, same thing with the Blazers, too, yeah. The Western Conference Finals.
I mean, whoever wins that game wins the title those 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, the three best teams in basketball were the Blazers, Lakers, and Kings.
Yep.
Like, that was, everybody else was fighting for it in that time period.
Look, and that fuels all the conspiracy theories about the Mavericks winning the lottery too. Because if the NBA wants the Lakers to win, sending Luka to LA will scratch your back, you scratch ours. It doesn't help conspiracy theories one bit.
Just think about how Chris Webber is viewed today. Think about how Jason Williams is viewed today. Like, just think about, like, that team, how Vlade is viewed.
Vlade, we likes to party.
If all of a sudden those guys are all wearing rings.
Mm-hmm. Peja Stojakovic.
Just this morning, Colin was talking about, you know, players who are winners and players who are just flashy. And one of them he mentioned by name was Jason Williams. Just flashy, not a winner.
Jason Williams could have had a title, and we're talking about them the same way we talk about the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys know that he played high school basketball with Randy Moss?
Like, that's how you know the universe has a sense of humor, though. Think about the middle of BFE, West Virginia.
Yeah.
You have two of the greatest athletes you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
Did they win a state title in basketball? They did?
Yeah.
Okay,
they played football together, too.
Could you imagine walking into a gym just being like, oh, crap.
Well, you see the white guy, and you're like, oh, you know, it's West Virginia, you know, white point guard. And he's the sauciest dude you've ever seen in your entire life. Meanwhile, this other guy, you're like, oh, God. And then you see him jump, and you go, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. They got lucky. They got lucky with those two. They got lucky with those two, huh?
You know, Clayton Kershaw and Matt Stafford, like, playing in high school. You get it. It mm-hmm. was Koppel, wasn't it? Koppel High School?
No, it was high something.
It's one of the bigger, massive, you know, Dallas Metroplex high schools that just are insane. This is the middle of nowhere, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, the chances of that are just bonkers.
No, you don't see that. You just have to wonder, was like, there's some barnstorming tour of professional athletes that came through West Virginia in the 70s, and then Randy Moss and Jason Williams are like, oh, same area.
Weird.
What a coinkydink.
Oh. The Harlem Globetrotters came through. You know, it's just like, what? But
Highland Park.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Went to Highland Park High School, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, pretty good. But as it pertains to Draymond Green, he was fined. Got hit with a $50,000 fine.
Yeah, because nobody questions the integrity of NBA officials.
Oh, you know, the
as Scott Foster works Eastern Conference semifinals
the
games.
The irony of this, of course, is if you're watching the game live, there's a ticker scrolling across the bottom with the line. And they're breaking in during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kenny, what's the line tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Chuck.
And it's time for our FanDuel play of the game.
Yeah, and you're just like, all right, dog. Look, Draymond shouldn't have said it. You can't be that obvious about it.
Yeah.
You know, look, if you're going to do it, man, do the hand over the mouth. Do the hand over the mouth so you can do this. And
discretion is not Draymond's strong point, as we can see by his fouls, his comments, or anything else that Draymond Green does.
And you're not wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.